Hey, everybody. Welcome to part two of my Ultimate Ears story. And for those of you who missed the first one, well, first go back and watch it. But Ultimate Ears is essentially the highest end of headphones you can get. It's the way music was meant to be heard. So I've traveled to Irvine, California, to their studio to find out how it's done, the technology, the science, the manpower, the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into making Ultimate Ears. Let's go inside. I like those.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
Welcome to Ultimate Ears. You're about to get your ear shot. What's going to happen is he's going to look in your ears, make sure everything's okay.
But I remembered a Q-tip this morning. That's it. You want to go right down deep in there, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be past second bend on that one.
Second what?
Second bend.
Oh. Second base. I'm like...
Second bend.
Is it in there? Did you leave it in there?
Yeah,
oh, you're gentle. Mm. So many bad jokes we can make right now. Okay.
That's it.
All right. There it is.
After we get a raw impression that comes out of somebody's ear directly, then Noi details it, and he takes off some of the excess, and he knows what's going to be most comfortable in a user's ear.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that finished. Then it goes into that scanning machine.
All right, everyone. So this is Niels. And Niels, why don't you explain to me what you're about to do?
So I'm going to get the impression.
So that's the mold of a customer's ear that you're putting into the scanner. And what does actually this scanner do?
The scanner takes a 3D shape of the impression, actually. Puts the information in the computer of the impression number, the what kind it is, and then I just hit scan.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna have a small, a medium, or a large mold, and the scanner runs for around 80 to 100 seconds. So after the scan is done, I actually check everything is nice and even over here, because these are the critical ears, because this goes into your ear, so everything has to be nice and smooth.
Uh-huh. And this person has a nice smooth ear?
Looks good, yeah.
You're about to come in.
So after the scanning process, if it comes back and it's going to be a different color than just clear,
mm-hmm.
we bring everything into the shell lab. For example, if it's going to be like, this is a finished product, but this is a desert camo.
Nice.
Right? All of this is handmade, and I'll show you how that process goes. Come on back here to the shell lab.
And that's just based on customer preference?
Exactly. These are as unique as your fingerprint, and your imagination is your only limitation.
So the pink goo that goes in your ear is not what eventually is going to be the earpiece?
Mold. Exactly. The pink goo is just the model,
gotcha.
Right? And we use that to then either you digitally scan it and then convert it over to a liquid acrylic that mm-hmm. we then solidify. And that's what I'm going to show you right now, actually.
Okay. And what material is the piece that actually goes into your... Is it plastic?
Yeah, it's hard acrylic.
Okay.
So what happens if somebody wants something that's not a clear color as it comes back,
mm-hmm.
we make a reverse colloid. Noi's going to show you how that works right now,
okay.
too.
Yay. Just walk me through what you're doing.
Okay, this is colloid. When you put an impression in, when you pull it out, it's going to be the hollow shape like this.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be the shell.
This color looks nice. What's that? Is that like a red?
It's like a mildly red.
Okay.
Okay.
Blood,
yeah. So the trick is you pour everything inside the colloid, and you cover, because the UV light don't penetrate on the darker color. This is the UV light box. By sending the, how many seconds is the thickness of the shell or that. So we probably set like 15 seconds. So when it reached 11 seconds, I'm going to hit the stop.
And what's it doing there? It's exposing it to UV
yeah.
light?
Yeah.
And what's the point of that?
It's the creating the thickness of the shell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very advanced.
Right now, you pull the excess out. So that's the thickness of the shell. That's the, how many, the timing on the UV light box itself.
So if you had left it in for longer, eventually would the whole thing turn hard?
Yeah, turn to solid. So, okay. So we have timing on that. And that's going to be the thickness of the shell.
That's awesome. So is it more expensive if people want like colored pieces because it's more work?
No.
No. Okay. I charge for my time. I don't know about you people.
Final cure is 60 seconds. And 25 seconds of aircon gas, it takes all the greases away, so it won't be...
Takes out all the what?
The grease.
Oh, the creases.
Yeah, the grease. Grease. Yeah.
Grease.
Takes the grease away, gotcha.
So, there's the shell.
So, are you taking me to the next place?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So basically, we took the shell from the shell lab.
Okay.
Now we're going to set the curb. Put a component inside it.
Okay.
So we have a golden curve here. It's going to be plus and minus 3. So we try to match in the middle of it.
Think of this as your old car stereo or your home stereo.
Mm-hmm.
All those frequency responses on the bottom are equalizer presets.
Okay.
And so the zero is the baseline. So at any given volume level, you're hearing X amount of bass and Y amount of treble and Z amount of mid-range and so on, and we are adjusting that. What's running through the ear simulator is a full spectrum of sound, all at the same given constant, and so then it's the manipulation of the sound onto the visual graphic representation of what you're hearing.
Gotcha. Now we're getting into some science. What's going on over here?
Basically, it's the... We're going to put all the components together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Match the impression with the shell. Make sure it's correct. You know, extend it a little bit. And you try to match it, make sure it's good. So we're going to put them together. Going to put a little bit of acrylic to here. Just like a welding.
And then there's that UV light again.
Yeah.
Comes in.
So when you look at it, it's kind of straight when it come out from your ears, right? You don't want any crooked. Because if it's crooked, different angle, you're kind of sticking out from your ears.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then that won't affect the sound, right? It's just an aesthetic. You just don't want to see it.
Yeah. Tack the component down, make the wire look good. After you tack everything down, now you're going to put the faceplate to cover it.
So now you're working on a black earpiece. Is the skull gonna be white?
Yeah, just gonna go for classic white, I guess so.
Okay.
So basically, it just laser engraves into the acrylic, and then I hand paint it from there. It's...
Oh, neat! Get in there.
Cool.
One. Usually a lot of them ask for pretty technical things, but this one's nice and plain and easy for me, so.
And then you just go in and hand paint it with what?
I actually hand paint it with acrylic paint, and then I dome it with acrylic, clear acrylic on the top to give it a nice gloss finish.
Cool.
Kind of looks like it's popping out.
So apparently this is the sort of thing that happens here at Ultimate Ears, where Sam Fraser, the drummer from Sugar Ray, just pops in.
Hi.
Hi. Now, is this your first set of Ultimate Ears?
No, this is actually my third.
Yeah. So how did you learn about them?
I learned about them through most of the audio guys that work with us, like our monitor engineers and our front of house guys. So when the technology sort of became available, everyone sort of started to take notice. And rather than have the big front wedges of sound blasting your head off, these you can control. They sound wonderful, and they sort of revolutionized technology. So
they're pretty amazing.
They're really good.
And now what sort of design or color are you going to get today?
I don't know yet. I'm just getting the mold, the impressions made, where they put the foamy gook in your ear. And
everyone's got a different term for it. I don't think anyone really knows what it is.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure. Probably pretty basic. I mean, I just went to the Police concert at Dodger Stadium, and I saw Andy Summers had like bright green on the outside of his. Ah. So you can do whatever now. It used to be where you just get like the sort of skin color, and it sort of looked like a little boring. But now you can snazzy it up and get like skulls or.
That's awesome. Now, does the whole band use them?
Everybody uses them, but to what degree? Some people take one year out for half a song. Uh-huh. Some people want to go all natural for an acoustic number. So, but yes, everyone's really hooked on them.
All right, everybody, that's a wrap. In about 2 weeks, I'm going to have myself a brand new custom pair of Ultimate Ears. And for those of you out there who want your own, ultimateears.com. It's good stuff.